From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. China's president arrived in South Africa Wednesday for a state visit and a two-day China-Africa forum expected to bring about billions of dollars in investment deals. This is part of the arrival ceremony for the Chinese president. South African officials are quick, meanwhile, to point out that this is not President Xi Jinping's first state visit to South Africa. It's a fact that highlights the importance of the relationship between the two nations. South Africa is, after all, China's biggest trade partner. The two nations are also members of the increasingly powerful economic bloc known as BRICS for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Xi comes to South Africa after a day-long visit to neighboring Zimbabwe, where he met with his counterpart, Robert Mugabe. In the coming days, President Xi will meet with other African leaders in Johannesburg for a forum on Africa-China relations. At least seven people, including a police officer, were killed overnight in separate incidents in Burundi's capital and the surrounding area, according to police and witnesses, as well as an official Wednesday. In one incident, one police officer was killed and four others wounded in clashes with gunmen overnight, according to police. In a nearby Jabe neighborhood, police say the body of a man was found, killed elsewhere, and his corpse dumped in the district. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and freed 900 captives that were held by the group. The defense ministry says soldiers killed the militants and rescued the hostages during an operation last week along the Cameroon-Nigeria border. However, there's been no independent confirmation. VOA News. The French Interior Minister says three mosques have been shut down in France since the Paris attacks as part of a crackdown on extremist activities. This is Bernard Cazeneuve. He spoke to reporters and saying it was the first time mosques are being closed in France on grounds of radicalization. One of the mosques is 35 kilometers east of Paris and was targeted by raids early Wednesday with police seizing a 9-millimeter revolver, a computer hard disk, and jihadist propaganda. Cazeneuve said the mosque also had a non-authorized Quranic school. One person was placed in custody following the raids, with 22 others banned from leaving France. Nine others were put under house arrest. Two other mosques, also in the Paris region, were shut down last week amid a state of emergency. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday the Iraqi government was briefed in advance of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's announcement that teams of U.S. special operators could be in Iraq in a matter of weeks. The Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force will consist of approximately 200 Special Forces personnel. The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi praised his forces in a statement Tuesday and said that while Iraq welcomes support from its international partners, it does not need foreign combat troops on the ground. British lawmakers Wednesday are debating whether to approve Prime Minister David Cameron's request for the country to take part in airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make his case Wednesday, saying the airstrikes would be a part of a wider strategy.
This is an ISIL-first strategy. They are the threat. They are the ones we should be targeting. This is about our national security.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Participants at the United Nations Climate Change Summit outside Paris are discussing resiliency Wednesday, exploring the impact of natural disasters on the world's most vulnerable populations. The UN notes that natural disasters affect not only the economic dimension, but also the social and environmental ones, affecting 217 million people every year. Wednesday's sessions focus on oceans and water resources. The heaviest rainfall in over a century caused massive flooding across the Indian state of Tamil Nadu, driving thousands from their homes, shutting auto factories, and paralyzing the airport in the state capital of Chennai. That's the sound of a motorboat making rescues. The National Weather Office there is predicting three more days of torrential downpours in the southern state of nearly 70 million. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.